It's Friday, which means it is time for StoryCorps, and today a story from Asheboro, North Carolina. We'll hear from 23-year-old Colin Smith and his friend Ernest Green, who is 72. When Colin was a sophomore in high school, he was in a car accident that left him without the use of his limbs. Ernest attended the same church as Colin's family, and though he'd never met Colin, he decided he wanted to help. He offered to do whatever Colin needed, from taking him to school to helping him shave. And when Colin began college, Ernest went too.
What made you decide to go to college with me?
Well, I looked at your life, and I roughly estimated that it would have cost $50,000 a year for somebody to be with you 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, so that you could go to school. It sure wouldn't have been in the cards for me to have to pay that kind of money. I didn't figure it was going to be in the cards for you and your family. And so I offered to go to school with you. Can you remember what your attitude was towards me that first year at college?
I wanted to be just like any other college student, and that's just not possible. I knew I needed help, but at the same time, I wanted to do my own thing like my friends.
That first year, you didn't hardly want me to open my mouth.
Yeah, I got more comfortable. And it was really cool in class. Sometimes the professor would ask you questions.
And sometimes I was asleep and didn't hear the question.
Yeah, I'd have to nudge you and you'd say, what? What'd they ask me? But you've allowed me to do anything and everything. Did you ever think, what have I got myself into taking care of me?
Probably a few times. My day started at 4:30 in the morning. Sometimes it was 14, 16-hour days. And at that point, I was getting very tired. I'd be ready to go home, and you were
ready to do something else. Yeah, sometimes compromising isn't the easiest thing to do.
Both of us pretty strong-willed, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Tell me about graduation day.
Well, I had already decided I wasn't going to let somebody else push you across the stage.
So about time they put me up the stage, the president of college started talking about the way you went to school with me.
And gave you your diploma.
And gave me my diploma. I was ready to go, and then all of a sudden he's like, hold on. He ended up giving you an honorary degree.
I don't think I'd been any more shocked in my life. I didn't think I'd done anything more than any other person ought to do.
We started together, and we finished together. I was only fitting because you were my hands and feet when I couldn't use mine. So it's more than just being a friend. You're like a father to me, a grandfather, and you became family.
The voices of Colin Smith and Ernest Green at StoryCorps. They received their degrees last year from High Point University in North Carolina. Like all StoryCorps interviews, this one will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can get the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.